When you first came, you were very skeptical of this whole thing.
Well, some. I mean, I wanted to give this a try and see how this would work, because, like I say, what you said made sense in talking about it, listening to you. But, you know, I just wasn't sure how this was going to turn out.
And so, you know, when you go off on a new adventure, no one's really totally sure, although I told you that if I hope you remember this, because I try to tell this to every person, and that is, if I didn't think I could be of help, I wouldn't have taken you on in the first place.
Right.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yes. So we went a week, we went 2 weeks, we went 3 weeks, you know, et cetera, and things aren't moving quite as quickly as you'd hoped.
Well, yeah, and admittedly, I didn't have, like, say, some kind of diet. I mean, well, it is a dietary thing, but I mean something where, say, acid reflux or anything like that. It was, you know, 2-3 weeks later, it was gone, because I didn't have that problem in the first place.
Right, you didn't have one of those things that was so overwhelming. But it wasn't, I mean, in your mind, regardless, it wasn't moving as fast as you'd hoped. And you made a comment to me, well, it was recently, actually, which is why you ended up on the air. And that was that, you know, you always hear people on the air saying how wonderful things are and how quickly they got results. And that didn't happen for you. And I said, you know, I try to get people who it doesn't happen for on the air, and they won't come on. and you said you would. And I said that was fabulous, because I wanted the representation of the group, although they're smaller,
right?
But the group that has to work at it.
Well, right, and it has been. I mean, I have seen improvements, and I still hope to continue to see improvements. Things, but yeah, it's just been a slower road for me, because, you know, it's just like, I guess it's kind of like watching, like say, sometimes you feel fogging. It's kind of like watching fog lift. Sometimes it happens fast, I guess, and sometimes it doesn't.
Right,
you know?
But it is lifting.
Yeah.
And it is because you continued to follow your program.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you didn't follow the program, if you weren't getting the results that you thought you should get and you just bailed, or you just said, you know, this doesn't work.
Well, no, you have to follow the program, and that's one thing. I even, in weight loss, where I've talked to people when I was losing weight, you know, they'd say, well, you know, you're eating differently. I go, yeah. And we say, well, when you're done with this program, can you go back to eating the way you were? Well, no. And the same thing with this. You can't, you know, if you get improved, you can't go back to the way you're eating before, because you're going to end up right back where you were.
And, bingo.
You know, and same thing with, you know, if you're just doing it for weight loss, I mean, if you have a tendency to eat, you know, a bunch of garbage candy bars and chips and whatever, and then you get off of them and you lose weight, well, if you start eating the candy bars and the chips again, the weight goes right back on.
Exactly, you know, exactly.
It's that's what got you there in the first place.
Don't you feel more empowered regarding the quality of your life?
Yeah.
Have we provided the support that you would have hoped in order to?
Oh, yes. If I call, sometimes, you know, I've called a few times with a question, yeah, and somebody's always able to, you know, if they don't have the answer right there, they check it out with you and get back to me.
Yeah, yeah. So what would you recommend to anybody out there who you cared about, friend, a family member, you know, someone you work with? I mean, what advice would you give them if they were in your shoes?
Well, see, what you need to do is be, for those who remember Tom Peterson, you need to knock on your radio microphone there and tell people to wake up, you know, the way he used to do at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wake up!
Yes, exactly. If he fell asleep with your TV on, he used to do that. And, you know, if you don't wake up and get with it, you're just going to continue going down the path you are. It's kind of like, okay, when you hear about this, you got to, you know, it's like you've hit a Y in the road, and you can continue down the path you've been on. And
things, deep, dark, and ugly.
Yeah, and it'll just probably, you know, if you got a weight issue, it's probably going to continue to get worse. Or if you got a health issue, it's probably going to continue to get worse.
What about for people who have tried, though, different things and it hasn't worked for them? What would you say about this?
Well, I would still, yeah, because it's like, okay, what? Let's take a look at what have you tried. I mean, again, like with my weight loss program, I did lose the weight, but what the heck was I eating? That wasn't maybe going to necessarily keep me very healthy.
Right.
You know.
So, I mean, so what was? I mean, what? I mean, obviously, what we're doing is different. So what?
Well, right. You know, it's more it's natural stuff.
Well, the other thing is it's identifying, you know, and I'll say it, it's identifying your specific, personalized nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing.
Right, right.
I mean, that's basically what it is. And had you ever had that done for you before?
Well, no. And yeah, and that's it. We're all individuals. We're all different. We all function different. And what works for one may not work for somebody else. So yeah, it's finding what works for your particular body.
And wouldn't you say that's what nutrition response testing and the evaluation provided?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with going in, you know, you still go in every so often. So you're tweaking that if need be, you know.
And isn't that what got you your results?
Well, yeah. And if, you know, something gets better, then you can, you know, maybe take less of this, but maybe you need more of something else because something else has changed, you know.
And any last comment, Cheryl, that you know that you would make with respect to, you know, for example, attending a talk. I mean, what would you say?
Well, that's a good way to get started, you know, and it gives you a chance to, yeah, meet with you, go up and get, and the talk's free, and you know, meet you, and if you have other, you're always good to stay around and ask, you know, particular questions that people may have. And again, you have to be responsible for yourself. And if you say, if you don't do it, who else is going to, you know? And also, you know, if you're responsible for other people, that you're the mother of, you know, the family or something, whoever does the most cooking in the family or whatever.
Right, right.
You know, being concerned for other people's needs. Now that you may have to take, especially if you have a child that's got an issue or an elderly person that's living with you's got an issue, maybe they need to come too to get their own, you know, evaluation.
Yeah, my mom's 88. She's not on any medications at all.
Really? Wow.
None, zero. Although she was on medication for her eyes. She's lost vision in one eye. She had glaucoma, but she'd been taking medications for, you know, decades. And, but other than that, she's not on anything, zero, zip. You know why?
Because she has you for a friend.
Exactly. Because I put her on a nutritional healing program.
Right.
Anyway, thank you so much. We're actually sort of close to the end of time. Cheryl, thank you so much for coming and spending, you know, some of your Sunday. I know we're going to help somebody out there, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. So just, yeah, what one person you had a while back on your show did say, you know, don't wait till things start happening, you know,
right.
Even if you feel you just got little things, it's not going to hurt you to get checked out to see what's going on.
Thanks again.